Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. So today, ladies and gents, just going to be doing a recap of the second and final test between Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. This test match is a part of the World Test Championship cycle for 2023 to 2025. Sri Lanka won the first test, and that was their first win of this World Test Championship cycle. Bangladesh were very disappointing in that first test. They had Sri Lanka in a bit of trouble, but the game just fell apart for them, unfortunately. And a few drop catches didn't help their cause as well, and some pretty ill-disciplined batting as well. They didn't cross 200 in both innings of that first test, so very disappointing performance there from Bangladesh. And Sri Lanka, Kamindu Mendis and Dhanjaya Silva scoring excellent hundreds and just really... Yeah, batting beautifully. Honestly, really good stuff from both of them. Man of the match was Dhanjaya Silva, rightly so. Absolutely brilliant stuff from the Sri Lankan captain. He continues his excellent record against Bangladesh in test matches. Anyways, without further ado, let's just get stuck into the review of the second test. So Bangladesh have a man who made his test debut in this match. Sasan Mahmood, who's played a couple of ODIs and T20s, medium-fast, medium-pace bowler. Think he can bat a bit? Okay, maybe not. Not really much of a batsman, but he can bowl some fast medium. He's fast medium pace bowler. Has played a bit of a couple T20s and test matches for Bangladesh. Just having a look at something. Just losing a bit of focus here, ladies and gents, but we'll get back to it. All right, back to work. Yep, so all right, back to it. So just reviewing this second test. So Sri Lanka batted first. Bangladesh won the Sri Lanka won the toss, elected to bat first. The teams for this game are read like this. You got Nishan Madushka, Dimuth Karunaratne, Kusal Mendes, wicketkeeper, batsman at number 3, Angelo Matthews, Dinesh Chandamal, Dhanjaya Silva and Kamindu Mendis. And then you got Prabhat Jaisuriya, Vishwa Fernando, Lahiru Kumara and Asita Fernando in for this game, ahead of, I think it was Karsten Rajata who got injured in the last game, who was excellent, but unfortunately Karsten Rajata, the injury cost him a place in the team, got a fifer in that last test, but unfortunately the injuries just were too much for him to deal with, which means Asita Fernando comes in for him. And Bangladesh, you got Mamadul Hasan Joy, Zakir Hassan, Najmul Hussain Shanto, the captain, Mominul Haq, Shakib Al Hassan, the veteran, all-rounder, playing his first game for Bangladesh since the ODI World Cup last year. And for Bangladesh, apparently now he is a minister in Bangladesh in the parliament, so I think he won a local election or something, so yeah, how about that? Interesting. Politician while playing as well. Very interesting part of the world, but the subcontinent, a lot of things can happen there. But yeah, he's now a politician and also a cricketer still. So yep, the veteran still going at this age, still playing for Bangladesh at this age, still doing, still contributing to the team. And then you got Litton Dash, Shardar Hussain, Dipu, and you got Mehdi Sam Miraz, Khalid Ahmed, Hassan Mahmood, and Tajul Islam. So that's the teams for this game. So Sri Lanka won the toss, electing the bat first, scored an excellent total of 531 of 159 overs, going at a run rate of 3.33 runs an over. Six extras were conceded by the Bangladeshis with the ball, so they're okay with the extras. They're pretty good with the extras, just four byes and two leg byes. But they just kept dropping the catches. They dropped about 7 or 8 catches. The fielding was very ordinary. Lipton Das has had a very ordinary season behind with the gloves as well. Quite a few drop chances and some ordinary bits of keeping from him, which proved to be pretty costly for the Bangladeshis in the end. Also, half centuries to 6 batsmen, one of the very few rare instances where 6 batsmen have scored a half century or more than 50 or more in a test match in a single innings. Nishan Madushka, 57 off 105 balls, 6 fours, no 6s, Stroko 54.28. Excellent partnership between him and Dimuth Karunaratne for the first wicket, which was worth 96 runs. And then Dimuth Karunaratne just getting more runs to his career total. He's been a superb performer for Sri Lanka in some tough times as well. Was the former captain as well. 86 off 129 balls, 8 fours, 1 6 at a strikeout of 66.66. There you got Kusal Mendes, been there for a while, now the wicketkeeper. 93 off 150 balls, 11 fours, 1 6 at a strikeout of 62. And Dinesh Chandamal, 59 off 104 balls, 5 fours and 2 sixes for him, strikeout of 56.73. Dhananjaya Silva, the captain, again continuing his excellent form in the series. 70 off 111 balls, 6 fours, 2 sixes, strikeout of 63.06. And Kamindu Mendes just continues his excellent start to his career and excellent form in this series. 92 off 167 balls, not out. 7 fours, 2 sixes at a strikeout of 55.08. Excellent stuff from Kamindu Mendes. And then and you got Prabhat Jaisuriya and even Angelo Matthews contributing with the bat as well. Angelo Matthews not quite on song in this series with the bat, but the others have done a good job, especially Dhananjaya De Silva and Kamindu Mendes. They've done a superb job in this series. Vishwa Fernando contributing a few runs. Lira Kumar, a couple of runs there for him. But Asita Fernando was dismissed for a 4-ball duck run out. Unfortunately for a 4-ball duck. And then Bangladesh with the ball. Shakib Al Hasan, 3 wickets, tall hard though. 3 for 110 off his 37 overs, 5 maiden overs. Economy rate of 2.97 runs and over. 3 balls conceded over 100 runs, and those were the 3 spinners. Matias Amaraz, 1 for 146 off his 46 overs, 7 maiden overs. Economy rate of 3.17 runs and over. No fours. So no wides, no balls conceded by any of the Bangladeshi bowlers. Tajul Islam, none for 106 off his 32 overs, 6 maiden overs, economy rate of 3.31 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball, like I mentioned about all the Bangladeshi bowls in that first innings. Hassan Mahmood on debut, 2 wickets for him, 2 for 92 off his 24 overs, 5 maiden overs, economy rate of 3.83 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. And Khalid Ahmed, 1 for 71 off his 20 overs, 2 maiden overs, economy rate 3.55 runs an over, didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. And Shakib Al Hasan, like I mentioned, the pick of the bowlers for Bangladesh, 3 for 110 off his 37 overs, 5 maiden overs bowled by him. Economy rate of 2.97 runs an over, didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Yep, Shakib Al Hasan did not bowl a wide or a no ball. Pretty good pretty tough outing for the Bangladeshis with the ball. It did not get better with the bat at all for the Bangladeshis. It was a struggle. In the first innings, they really gave up a massive lead. They were in a good position, actually. That's 1 for 96. 96 for 1 when Zakir Hasan departed after 32.5 overs. Then they were 2 for 96. They lost their last 9 wickets for just 82 runs. A massive collapse there. The Sri Lankan Pacers did a really good job causing the collapse. Top scorer for Bangladesh was Zakir Hasan, 54 for 104 balls, 8 fours, no 6s at a strike of 51.92. 10 extras conceded by Sri Lanka with the ball. That was probably one of the few downsides for them. Otherwise, they were absolutely outstanding with the ball. 4 buys, 4 leg buys, 1 no ball and 1 wide conceded by the Sri Lankan bowlers. 178 all out in 68.4 overs. Gone at a run rate of 2.59 runs and over. That is a massive lead that they conceded, and they were never going to recover after that at all. How much would the lead be? 300 and 353 run lead. That is a massive lead. That's pretty much a fourth innings. That's if the Sri Lankans decided to declare, then yeah, that was going to be a very without even batting in their second innings, that would have been a really tough total to chase. But yeah, so just back to Sri Lanka's innings as well. While we're at it, so Nishan Madushkar, the young man, 24 years of age, can keep as well, also known as Nishan Fernando. That's now his second 50 in his test career. He's got 100 to his name. So early days in his test career, but I reckon he'll just get better with time. That's a very good first class record. Excuse me. Averaging 50 over 50 with 4,600 runs to his name. And 59 matches. Yeah, close to 4,700 runs in his first class career. So really good stuff. Has 2,150s and 1,300s in his first class career. So he is a really potentially a superstar in the making for Bangladesh. But yeah, so for Sri Lanka, 250s, and that was the second 50 that he scored in the first innings for Sri Lanka in his test career, and second 50 overall, and he's got 100 to his name. So good stuff from Nishan Madushkar. Dimot Kunaratne, what can you say about him? He's just 101 runs now away from a milestone of 7,000 test match runs. Would be a part of a very small list of players to have scored over 7,000 test runs for Sri Lanka. He's been superb, Dimot Kunaratne. That's his 37th test match 50. He's got 1,600s to his name. Absolutely brilliant record. Brilliant ambassador of the game for Sri Lanka for quite some time. And Kusal Mendes. He's got 1,850. That's his 18th test match 50. He's got 900s to his name in his test career as well. And yeah, Dhanajada Silva, the captain. That's his 14th test match 50 to go along with 1,200s. He's really starting to excel at test level. 3,500, also crossed 3,500 test runs in this match as well. So brilliant stuff from the captain, really leading from the front. And Dinesh Chandimal, 26th test match 50 to go along with 1,500. So good record there for him. And Kamindu Mendes, well, what can you say about Kamindu Mendes? Absolutely brilliant. Just continues his excellent start to his test career. His second test match 50 to go along with 200s. Averages over 100 already in three matches. So really good stuff from Kamindu Mendes early on in his test career. You reckon he's just going to get better and better. Averages over 64 in first-class cricket with the bat. 46 matches in first-class cricket. 4,164 runs so far. High score of 200 not out, which I think he got earlier this year, but brilliant stuff from the left-handed batsman. He's got some skill, hasn't he? But Zaki Hassan, that was his fourth test match 50, so good stuff from him. But yeah, for Sri Lanka with the ball though in the second innings, Asita Fernando in the first innings, Asita Fernando, the man brought in for this game, was outstanding. 4 for 34 off his 10.4 overs. One maiden over, economy rate of 3.18 runs and over. Bowled one wide, didn't bowl a no ball. 2 wickets for Vishwa Fernando, 2 wickets for Lahiri Kumara, 2 wickets for Prabhat Jasria. But it was really Asita Fernando who was absolutely outstanding and caused all sorts of havoc against the Bangladeshis. And that's Asita Fernando's third 4-wicket haul. He's got 1 5-wicket haul and 1 10-wicket match haul to his name. So really good stuff from him. Third 4-wicket haul for Asita Fernando in his test career. Absolutely brilliant. Got the last wicket of Khalid Ahmed. He also got rid of Shakib Al Hasan and Mohammad Al Haq as well. And also after I've written Dash as well. So, and yeah, really good stuff from him. Sorry, just a second. With a 353 run lead, Sri Lanka did struggle in the second innings, though. They were disappointing early on, but a half century from Angelo Matthews, his first of the series, 56 off 74 balls, 5 fours, no sixes, a strikeout of 75.67. Got Sri Lanka to 157 for 7 in their second innings with a lead of 510. That was more than enough for them to win the game. They went at a run rate of 3.92 runs and over, batted for 40 overs, yep, so 157 for 7 declared after 40 overs at a run rate of 3.92 runs and over. Six extras considered by the Bangladeshi bowlers, so they were good with the extras. That's one of the few highlights for them in this match. But the damage was done in the first innings when they gave up a massive lead. Five byes, one leg by considered by Bangladesh. That's Angelo Matthews. So Angelo Matthews, 41st Test match, 50 to go along with 1600. So really good record he's got there in Test cricket. And then, the bowlers for Bangladesh in that second innings. Hafiz Mahmood on debut, getting his first four-wicket haul. 4 for 65 off 15 overs. 2 maiden overs, economy rate of 4.33 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wad or no ball. A wicket apiece, a wicket for Shakib Al-Hasan. No wickets for Tajul Islam. But there was two wickets for Khalid Ahmed in that second innings. Bangladesh chasing 511 to win. They did try their level best, but it just was nowhere near enough. Mohammad Al-Haq in a 50. 50 off 56 balls. 8 fours, 1 6 at a strikeout of 89.28. He was looking dangerous, but unfortunately. Yeah, Mohammad Al-Haq also crossing 4,000 test runs in this recent series. He's been a good ambassador for Bangladesh cricket. 18th test match, 50 to go along with 1,200s in his test career so far. Mohammad Al-Haq, good stuff from him. And Mehdi Hasan Miraj, the all-rounder, doing a good job with the bat. He's just 30 runs away from a milestone of 1,500 test runs. And that's his sixth test match, 50 to go along with 100 in his career. Really good stuff from the all-rounder. Tried his best on a pretty tough out and a pretty tough encounter for the Bangladeshis with the bat. Just overall, a tough encounter for Bangladesh with a bat and ball in this test match. Throughout the series, 81 off, not out of 110 balls, 14 fours, no sixes at a strike rate of 73.53. Brilliant innings from Mehdi Hasan Miraj, but it wasn't to be. For Bangladesh, 13 extras considered by Sri Lanka with the ball in that last innings. 9 byes, 2 leg byes, 2 no balls. All out for 318 Bangladesh in 85 overs, going at a run rate of 3.74 runs and over. 1 wicket for Vishwa Fernando, 2 wickets for Prabhat Jaisuriya, and 3 wickets for Kamindo Mendes. 3 for 32 off his 10 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate 3.20 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wad or no ball. But the pick of the bowlers was the fast bowler, Lahiri Kumara. 4 for 50 off his 15 overs. 3 maiden overs. Economy rate 3.33 runs and over. Yep. And brilliant stuff from Lahiri Kumara. He's just 15 wickets away from a milestone of 100 test match wickets. And that's Lahiri Kumara's 7th 4-wicket haul to go along with 1 test match 5-wicket haul. He hasn't got a 10-wicket match haul, but he's got a 5-wicket haul in his test career. We'll probably see more of him in the future. Anyway, Sri Lanka win the match by 192 runs. Sealing the series 2-0. Gain those points in the World Test Championship cycle. Man of the match Of course, Kamindu Mendes, 92 not out in the first innings and three wickets in the second innings with the ball. And also, met player of the series, he got plenty of runs and just really continues an excellent start to his test career. So great start from Kamindu Mendes, great start Sri Lanka, easy win. Bangladesh, a lot of work to be done for them in the future as well. But anyways, that's a wrap, guys. Thank you very much for tuning into the show. Hope you're all good wherever you are in the world. And until next time, it's bye for now. Have a good night.